Hey, I know you don't smoke weed. I know this. But I'm gonna get you high today. Cause it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
The Cowboys take off to play the other New York team that also lives in New Jersey. The J-E-T-S Jets, Jets, Jets. Our Cowboys countdown to kickoff starts early this Sunday morning at 9:30. Post-game after on Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket.
Join The Ticket's College Football Tailgate Show tomorrow at 10 a.m. live from Gillespie's Irish Tavern in Richardson. Register to win tickets to SMU versus Syracuse and watch The Tailgate Show at Gillespie's off George Bush near Jupiter. Don't miss it.
No. Lando, what are you going to do? You're going to be at a bar early in the morning on a Saturday doing the tailgate show.
It's not the first time.
Will you be drinking?
After the show.
Responsibly is the correct word.
Well, it's not like I have to go very far. I can just walk home.
God, how great. Are you going to walk to the remote and then you'll just walk back home?
Or something.
I was thinking about it. It might be a nice morning.
That's badass.
Is he going to walk there or is he going to trudge there?
What do you mean, like army crawl?
You know that hobbits have large feet. We're capable of going barefoot.
But very, very short strides, though.
Yes, tiny steps. Okay, we're live here at the sponsored by...
Oh, boy, don't stop right there.
Twin Peaks eats, drinks, scenic views, Corby.
Thank you, Ham. At the Common Table here in McKinney. Thanks to the city of McKinney for having us out today, and cheers to all of the McKinneyites that made their way out here. We appreciate you guys very much. Our northern friends. Our northern underwater allies. So, Friday fun time. We do this every single Friday at 5:30. So, earlier in the week, we lost Jane Goodall. And Jane Goodall is... No, what do you mean out?
Oh, I thought we were voting.
No,
sorry.
We're not.
Okay.
Jane Goodall is the, I would say, the preeminent researcher on the planet when it comes to the chimpanzee. And she taught every chimp how to ride on a Segway.
She was behind that, huh?
Yeah, that was her.
Okay, now in.
So back in the 50s.
She's flipped my vote.
Back in the 50s, for the first time ever, she had no scientific training. She was an assistant to a scientist who wanted to go discover, or not, she wanted to go, the guy wanted to go study the behaviors of chimpanzees because he wanted to make some sort of connection to Stone Age man and how they comported themselves. Because there was, no one had ever gone over there and done anything. This is pre anybody getting chimps, you know,
right.
His pets.
What kind of society do they exist in?
Right. And so he sent her, Jane Goodall, who was 24 years old at the time, to Gombe in Africa, I believe is how you pronounce it. And the cool part about this is, as we get into the fun part, is that this was all recorded. It was filmed in the late 50s and early 60s. Her entire time over there in her first stint in Africa, with her basically by herself trying to...
It was a chimpanzee film crew, right?
No, they were not filming. They had not advanced that far. Like, already. Like, golly, these guys are so smart.
Only 40 minutes an hour. Time for a smoke break.
I don't think that our cavemen quite knew what was going on. Yeah. So she goes over there, and slowly but surely, after maybe even it took her a year to actually get the chimpanzees to trust her. And the fact that she didn't have her face ripped off in the meantime, because, I mean, she is in the jungle. All of this is being filmed. And all of these tapes were lost completely until somehow they were discovered in 2014. And then in 2017, this was made into a documentary about her first experience, adventure over there in Gombe with the chimpanzees in Africa. It is a stunning look. It's in perfect. They converted it over to HD. It's beautiful. Like, the scenery is unbelievable.
Where do you find it?
I believe the documentary's on Hulu.
Okay.
And I mean, it goes from beginning, the minute she lands, all the way until it ends. And it had current day. I believe she died at the age of 91. She must have been 81 when they were filming this documentary. And it's her kind of talking about, you know, every scene. But, I mean, it's their audio and video from the late 50s and early 60s. It's truly amazing. It'll make you cry a little bit, too. Like, it's the way that she becomes involved with these animals and how they begin to trust her wild-ass animals. And again, it makes no sense to me, and it's scary as hell, and she talks about how fearful she was. Well, throughout it all, she begins to learn anything and everything about these chimps. And as Dave said earlier in the week, she names every one of them. They basically become her friends.
Yeah, previously researchers would just give them a number.
Yeah, and she notices certain characteristics about them, and there was one woman, or female, not woman, a female...
A woman chimp.
A woman chimp.
Big red lipstick.
Yeah. Hello, boys.
Hubba, hubba.
And this kind of came out of nowhere, because the first half of the documentary, I'm like, oh my God, I just want to go there, and I want to hug these chimps, and I want them to know that their world is better than ours, and everything is okay, and you know what? It's good to be a chimp.
Yeah. It's a simpler life. Everyone's kind to one another.
Yes.
They all work together for the good of the troop.
They don't really worry about food. They've got plenty of figs on the fig tree and bananas everywhere. And they're sleeping and hanging out and playing with their kids. And I'm like, I would like to live there.
Right.
I would like to be a chimp. And then she starts to focus on this one chimp. And so you can crank this up, Glenn, because the story of this poor female chimp does not end very well.
Old Flo was easy to identify. She had a bulbous nose and ragged ears. Flo was the top-ranked female of her community and could dominate all the other females, but none of the adult males. For in chimpanzee society, males are the dominant sex. One day, she came to camp with a pink swelling on her backside. It was a sign that she was ready for mating.
All right, stop it right there. All right, so she shows up at the encampment right in front of Jane Goodall.
What do you think about this swollen behind, boys?
With a pink swelling on her backside. And right about then, I kind of fidget in my chair a little bit like, uh-oh.
It's about to be on.
Oh, no. What am I about to hear?
It's going to be a chimp freak-off.
Are the animals super respectful with their courting?
Yeah.
Well, Bob, no.
One day, she came to camp with a pink swelling on her backside. It was a sign that she was ready for mating. Many of the males quickly realized and began their pursuit. Was followed by a long line of suitors. It was from Flo that I first learned that in the wild, female chimps do not have just one mate. She allowed them all to mate with her.
All right, pause it right there. In this moment, she realized that poor Flo...
Are you sure her name wasn't Michelle?
It would have been so great if it was Michelle. That Flo was not tied down to just one chimp. And as Jane Goodall said, there was not a line. There was a long line. And all of this is on film.
Oh,
and,
boy.
And it all syncs up. And you see Flo kind of in front as she's walking. And they all line up. And
are they trying to cut in line? Or are they?
Dave,
is it an orderly line?
Dave, they don't care if they're sloppy seconds or sloppy 20ths. They just know that there's a line. And
what's this line for? Oh, Flo. Okay.
Wait. Is this a snack line? Oh, no, it's not. No. This is the fun line. They're all dapping each other and jumping up and down.
To end that.
Did they need?
I feel like I need to.
Did they need the soaring soundtrack of?
Dude, this was like so shocking that this was part of the documentary. And so, Flo has a baby already named Fifi. And as you can imagine, Fifi
is Fifi waiting.
Fifi has to watch all this, and so every time one of the apes starts to mount, Fifi jumps on her mom's back and is trying to push the other ape away. And so what you'll hear here is the sounds of a baby chimp being so freaked out that her mom is just being schooled by all of these other chimps. So here's Flo.
She allowed them all to mate with her. And Fifi hated it.
And the simple
enough with the music.
And the simple sounds of the
yeah, what is chimp is chimp stamina like us?
Now again, I don't know if it was real time, but chimp stamina seems to be, well, let's just say Flo wasn't impressed. Like so many of our other partners.
Yeah.
Flo was like, all right, okay, all right.
There's no female pleasure in the chimp kingdom?
I don't think so.
So you're saying Reality Steve would not follow this season of The Bachelorette?
I don't think so. I think everybody would win.
There's no suspense with roses?
Yeah,
no.
Everybody gets a rose as soon as they get out of the limo.
Yeah, that's our season.
Yes.
Everybody wins.
The end. Season over. Again, it is one of the most moving documentaries you can see. And I swear I was that way. I was like, oh, God, these chimps. I'd
love one as a pet.
Yeah, all of it. I mean, why are we as people not living like the chimps?
We can't get along, but they're perfect society.
Yes.
Why
right.
do we have to wear clothes to cover up the throbbing backside?
Oh,
and
my.
Just the,
And then the high five.
Yes.
And then,
you next. Oh, God.
Okay.
God.
Leave me out of it, Aaron.
And it's so graphic. Like, it's one of those things that I'm watching it, and I'm like, you know what? I want my kids to see this. I was thinking that, like, to know what a real family looks like from an animal perspective. And then I'm like, whoa.
They don't even fight on vacation like we do.
No. And they're not looking for chicken nuggets, you know, at every corner. But, man, boy, things get real very quickly.
And Fee is looking at every male chimp. Are you my daddy? Are you my daddy?
In the end, they show the baby being born. I'm like, whose dad is that?
On this season of The Bachelor.
Oh, my God. Okay. Do we not have time for our other... Oh, son of a bitch. All right. Well, there's some Friday fun. We'll play it here in a minute because we have to get it out today. But let's look at the college football landscape in 3 minutes.